See, there are three types of birds whose intake distinguishes them between one another. Srila Prabhupada says in one of his purports that the quality of a person is estimated based on the food he eats. Like somebody is called Chandala because he is a dog eater. Shwa pach means shwa means dog. Pach means pachan karta hai. One who can digest a dog is called a chandala. Similarly, milecha means one who eats cow. So the categories of human beings are made based on the food that they eat. Similarly, there are three birds. One is called as a chakora pakshi or chataka pakshi, which drinks the water that comes down from the sky only during the swati season. Other times the bird prefers to fast. Although there may be so many reservoirs of water on the earth, it doesn't drink any other water from anywhere else. The second category of bird is the anna pakshi, which accepts water anywhere but only takes the pure one. It leaves the impure part, just like it takes the milk and it leaves the water behind. Because the bird has got an acid in its mouth, so whenever the bird wants to drink, it spits some acid in a milk mixed with water. Then the milk comes out like paneer, you know. Then it eats only the paneer and leaves the water behind. That's the second bird. And the third bird is the crow, which eats all kinds of kida, makoda, kachara, everything it eats, all dirty kind of things. Similarly, in the chanting of the holy name, one should always hear the auspicious sounds. Amongst all the auspicious sounds, the holy name is the most auspicious. One who makes a determined vow only to speak things that will benefit everybody, this is called auspicious. Speak and hear. And one who hears only the pure holy name very attentively and does not compromise on the intake at all, such a person is actually called as Chataka Pakshi. And the second category of people are those who may be accepting, just like Chanakya says, Vishadapi Amritam Grahyam Amedhyadapi Kanchanam, he says. So he says, even in a dustbin you may find a gold ring or something. Like that, even while accepting good sounds, bad sounds, one may sort out and accept only the good sounds. And the good sound which is mixed with a blend of many other unwanted vibrations, which means there are so many distractions in this world for a chanter. But one who keeps those distractions aside and tries to extract the pure sound and only send it inside the ears and heart, he is considered to be Anna Pakshi. And the pure chanters like Haridas Thakur, they are Chataka Pakshi. They don't have any distraction. They have fixity in the holy name. They hear the holy name very nicely. And the third category, crow category, is one who misses out the pure sound vibration and allows all sorts of distractions to come and cloud the mind and head. Even occasionally a pure sound comes nearby, one may be inattentive or ignore it. So one has to be attentive like the Chataka bird, it is said. His Holiness Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj gave a beautiful example. He said how attentive we should be in hearing the holy name. He said, sometimes a man may be lying in his house in the bed at night. Suddenly, somehow or other, a thief has entered in and is carrying a knife and is looking here and there. And the man has seen the thief with slightly open eyes. Now he knows, if I get up, the thief will kill me. The thief also is making a plan. I will kill this fellow if he gets up. And if he doesn't get up, I will steal whatever I want and I will go away. He is thinking like that. So the man closes his eyes tightly and you know, lies down in the bed as if he is practically asleep. But now he has to estimate where the thief is moving. If he is moving into kitchen, some sounds of the vessels he may hear, isn't it? Or if he is coming in the main hall, you know, he may move some furniture or something. So one has to be very attentive with the ears to see the activities of the thief without opening the eyes. So how can one know? You can imagine how attentive your ears will become at that time. He said, with that attention we have to hear the holy name, he said. Because he said, our eyes and our other senses are practically blind for all purposes because we can't see Krishna. We can't see spiritual world. We can't realize all that is said in the scriptures in our neophyte condition. So in one sense we are like sleeping people, eyes closed. But we have become awakened by the mercy of the spiritual master and the parampara to the holy name. And the holy name is being fed to us. So if we hear the holy name very attentively, we can be alert, although apparently asleep, by hearing the holy sound vibration, because that holy name will wake us up completely. So he was telling that degree of attention is needed if one wants to gain the full benefits of the holy name, he was telling. So sometimes ago I was in Bombay, His Grace Devakinandan Prabhu was telling that when we sing in the morning, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, some devotees shout behind, Nityananda. He said, this is not appreciated. He said, and many people do it almost like a routine robo. It's like almost like a robotic response. It is not coming from the heart filled with prema that they are calling out Nityananda's name. It becomes almost like a routine kind of thing. He said, this is not quality hearing. Quality hearing means we should hear the singer attentively, then we should respond back. Again we should hear the singer and respond back. And he also said some devotees shout loudly, Hari Bol, while the singer is singing. In between they shout so loudly that the sound of the singer gets doused, he was telling. So hearing attentively actually means we have to hear the singer first. And the singer is hearing himself also. It's a pure sound vibration. And then we have to respond back afterwards. And shouting in between, Nityananda. Actually, I have personally seen when he was in Chaupati, His Holiness Radhanath Swami, within the mic, in a public assembly Sunday feast, he spoke, please don't chant Nityananda, he said in between. Unless, he said, your heart is overwhelming with Nityananda Prem, or Gauranga Prem. You are unable to control. It is just overflowing like Krishna Prem Mataji was chanting. Like that it is coming out, no problem. Then you cannot control. Because anything done with love is tolerable. Like this gentleman who comes in the morning, who dances, was dancing now. He caught my hand and touched his head and he was kissing, you know. Although little saliva came, still it is tolerable. Because it's done out of love. Because even the mistakes done out of love are tolerated. In the spiritual realm, anything done out of prema is tolerated. But if we haven't awakened such prema, let us behave like sadhakas. And I believe most of us are sadhakas. Better we admit the fact. So we should not chant Nityananda behind. Better. Then what happens? People get distracted by their song. Better you hear the sound nicely like a chataka pakshi. Then we respond. And when we learn to listen attentively, then gradually our quality of chanting will improve a lot. Harinam Prabhu ki.